This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Ronan, R-E-N-N-O-N, Renon, last name Green, G-R-R-E-N. The patient seen for Denton State Supported Living Center, and for Dr. Lang Nolan, MD. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Nolan, thank you for this referral. Renan Green. His date of birth is December 19, 1965. He sent here for evaluation. Since there was abnormal platelet function study noted recently. New paragraph, history of present illness. The patient had mucosal bleeding, spontaneous, on April 6. He was sent to emergency room. The workup showed normal PT, however, elevated PTT, which was 43, and platelet showed ADP percent at 28.1 with aggregation at 71.9, and that is the reason for this referral, to see if there was any further workup necessary. New paragraph. Symptoms, patient does not communicate and he is mostly sleeping. Past medical history, patient has profound intellectual disability on account of previous head injury during childbirth. He also has microcephaly. Patient has seizure disorder. Also has spastic quadriplegia. Patient has chronic gastritis. He is feeding gastrostomy tube. Patient has been on Depakote and Keppra. Patient is also on aspirin. He is CBC was essentially unremarkable. He is CMP showed sodium of 130 and everything else seems to be normal. His APTT was slightly elevated at 35.7. The patient has one millibrand factor activity of 163. Sorry, patient had Ristosatin cofactor at 163, which is normal, and 1 millibrand antigen was 156, that is again normal. Platelet mapping with TAG, TEG, showed slightly elevated ADP percent inhibition, which should be 17 or less, was 28%. And platelet aggregation percent with ADP was 71.9. That was slightly on lower side. New paragraph. Physical exam, patient is confined to the wheelchair. He has microcephaly. He is a mouth breather. No lymph node felt in the neck. lungs rattling sound due to secretions, heart regular, abdomen feeding G-tube, extremity spastic quadriplegia. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1, platelet functional tests abnormal. Diagnosis 2, history of mucosal bleeding, which was spontaneous. Diagnosis 3, profound intellectual disability and microcephaly. Diagnosis 4, history of seizure disorder, patient on Depakote and Keppra, and patient also is on aspirin. New paragraph recommendations. After reviewing his records and examining the patient, I feel that the platelet functional studies, although abnormal, may not be significantly significantly affect patient subsequent care. He is on multiple medications, and hence we might see some platelet inhibition anyways. Also, mucosal bleeding must have been minor because his hemoglobin hematocrit has stayed normal. His platelet count is good, so I would not worry about any further spontaneous bleeding of significance. However, we could keep a close eye on it. New paragraph. Other thought is that the mucosal bleeding from the mouth could also be because of dryness, patient being mouth breather. So that factor might be taken into consideration. New paragraph. Even after further extensive workup, the treatment essentially would be eliminating any medications that could alter platelet functions, such as aspirin, Plavix, and also at times seizure medication, which at this point doesn't seem to be necessary. Hence, we should continue a close watch, and if there is any further bleeding, spontaneous bleeding anywhere, and especially mucosal, please notify us. Thank you again for your continued support and this referral. This is a consultation on Renan Green, G-R-E-E-N. Thank you. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Nolan at Sky Denton State Supported Living Center. Thank you again.